From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. South Korea has reported three new deaths as a result of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, bringing the death toll to 19 in the largest outbreak of MERS outside of the Middle East. Seoul health officials Tuesday also announced they discovered four new cases of the deadly virus, meaning there are now a total of 154 reported MERS infections in South Korea. This is Dr. Kwon Jun-wook, who's leading the response effort to the MERS outbreak for South Korea's health ministry. He says there are four new cases and three have been discharged. Three deaths have occurred. Therefore, out of 154 confirmed patients in total, 118 are being treated, 17 have been discharged, and 19 have died. Three of the latest infections have occurred at Samsung Medical Center, one of Seoul's largest and most prestigious hospitals. An Egyptian court upheld the death sentence Tuesday for former President Mohamed Morsi in connection with a 2011 mass prison break. He was originally sentenced last month along with 100 others. The same court also sentenced Mr. Morsi to life in prison Tuesday in a separate case involving charges of conspiring with foreign groups, including the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Al-Qaeda Tuesday said that Nasir al-Wahisi, its deputy chief and leader of its potent Yemen branch, was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. In a video statement, the group said Friday's strike in Mukalla, that's a port city, had killed Wahisi and two others. It named Qasim al-Rimi as a new leader of Al-Qaeda Arabian Peninsula. U.S. officials said late Monday that they were working to confirm Wahisi's death. This is VOA News. An unprecedented demonstration of increased security cooperation. Pakistan's military says its troops crossed the border Tuesday and went 600 meters inside Afghanistan to rescue an Afghan soldier who was critically wounded in a firefight with terrorists. The Pakistan's military wing says that Afghan authorities requested for evacuation and treatment of soldiers, and Pakistani troops quickly responded to the Afghan request. This is Tariq Fatimi, the Pakistani Prime Minister's Special Assistant on Foreign Affairs.
There have been more high-level exchanges between Kabul and Islamabad in the past 6 months or so than have taken place in the past many years. And these exchanges have not only been at the political level, they have been at the level of the military commanders as well as the intelligence chiefs. The two sides have agreed that they will not only engage in real-time intelligence sharing, but also consider coordinated action against militants and terrorists.
So far, Afghan authorities have not commented on the incident. Kurdish fighters and Syrian rebels were in full control of the key border town of Tal Abyad Tuesday, according to activists, after pushing out Islamic State fighters. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the militants fled to villages south and west of the city and that a large number of landmines had been planted in Tal Abyad. Seizing the city on the Turkish border cuts off an Islamic State group's supply route to its main city of Raqqa to the south. An al-Qaeda-linked group in Libya released a list Tuesday with names that it says died in a U.S. airstrike, but they did not include Mokhtar Belmokhtar. That's the main target of the bombing. Al-Ansar's statement denied that anyone else was killed. A Philippine Muslim rebel group has retired dozens of fighters, and handed over a batch of assault weapons to the government. It's part of a ceremonial show of commitment toward a stalled peace deal. President Benigno Aquino was on hand Tuesday as the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or the MILF as it's known, decommissioned 75 firearms, including mortar and rocket launchers, and retired 145 guerrillas into civilian life. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has arrived back in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum after defying a South African court order to remain in South Africa and await a decision on whether he should be arrested on international war crimes charges. Mr. Bashir left South Africa Monday, just hours before the court ruled that he should be detained and handed over to the International Criminal Court for prosecution. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.